Hi. Yes, you can find enlightenment and prosper with feng shui. I'm Catherine Wilking. I'm an author, a home stager, and a feng shui consultant. Today, there is a question for Ask Catherine. Hi, Catherine. I have a small one-bedroom apartment. It's about 480 square feet. I read some feng shui books recently and noticed there are issues in my place, but I'm not sure how to modify the doors or the furniture. I've lived in this place for 3 years, and when I moved in, I just bought cheap furniture, so now I'm open to some change if needed. I got a small dog 1.5 years ago. I have his bed around, and it makes my place look messier. Can you help me with the arrangement and picking up any furniture locally if I need be? Thanks a lot, Sophie. Hi, Sophie. Anytime you agree to share your space, you need to make room to share. If a person came to live with you, you'd clear out a drawer, some closet space, and expect to find a toothbrush and more in your bathroom. With a pet, they need their space too, or you'll be tripping over each other. Living in a small condo can be challenging. Similar to inviting a guest or a roommate into your space, you'll need to make room for your companion. Whether your pet is a cat or a dog, your pet brings with her toys, food, her own dishes, towels, and perhaps a bed. And you'll need to assimilate these items into your space. Start by designating a place for your pet to sleep and eat. And then clear out a drawer or a basket for her things. Yes, you may have to remove a piece of furniture or an end table to do this, but by making room for two, you'll both have your own space. Your pet needs a designated place to sleep and eat, and even a spot for his toys, towel, and bags of food. You may need to reduce a few pieces of furniture to make room for multi-purpose items. It could be a big change for you in such a small space. But interesting, if you take one chair out, it might often be enough room to put down a little bed for your pet. If you need more help with this, I'll need a floor plan from you and some more information. Please send me an update on your progress whenever you're ready. And good luck with the transformation. Do any of you listeners have a feng shui question? Are you curious about something that feels a little off in your world? Email me your questions, Catherine@CatherineWilking.com, and I can help get your space working for you. I'm Catherine at Catherine Wilking Feng Shui Designs, and have a great day.